I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Over the top, like
the Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow. Okay, but my question really is, can't you fight for what you believe in without all that name-calling and without the personal attacks?
Well, I would ask the same question to the other side, because all they've done is call me names and insult me nonstop since I've been here, Leslie. They call me racist. They call me anti-Semitic, which is not true. I'm not calling anyone names. I'm calling out the truth, basically. Pedophile, call it what it is.
Call it what it is, and I agree. That is Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. April 3rd, 2023. That was part of the 60 Minutes interview with MTG with Leslie Stahl over the weekend. The pedophile issue in Democrats, let me put it this way. I'm not saying all Democrats necessarily are pedophiles. In fact, I will say they are not. But where are the Democrats standing up and protecting our children? Where are the ones standing up saying, we're not going to allow this in our schools? We're going to fight against our children undergoing puberty drugs when they're too young to even decide what they want for dinner. Where are those Democrats? Well, of course, 60 Minutes got blasted for even giving Green the interview time, as Joe Scarborough mentioned on MSNBC.
If you have a woman who's considered the second most important person in the House of Representatives because Kevin McCarthy has made her that, she's a person that helped Kevin McCarthy become Speaker, then I'm sure 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl are thinking, well, if she's that powerful, Americans need to know what she thinks. On the other side, you have a lot of people saying she should have never been given that platform.
Well, now, wait a minute. She never should have been given that platform. I've got an interesting interview 60 Minutes did coming up in a moment. And what the interview was done with Leslie Stahl and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Leslie Stahl interview pales by comparison to what I'm going to let you hear in a moment. But first, even Leslie Stahl was attacked by fellow journalists.
60 Minutes, other news outlets have long interviewed people with whom editorially they severely disagree. I'm reading
and world leaders.
I mean, world leaders who hold horrific views. Norm Ornstein wrote, "I've known Leslie Stahl for more than 40 years. Worked alongside her for many election weeks. She has been a great journalist, but this is a disgraceful, cringeworthy performance. Shameful for her." John Harwood, "I respect Leslie Stahl in 60 Minutes, but airing this is garbage."
Those are leftist journalists. They will not stand by her simply doing her job. And in fact, the hesitation you heard in the beginning, she just couldn't get over the fact, you're still going to call them pedophiles? Democrats are pedophiles? As Marjorie Taylor Greene said, you're going to call it what it is. If you're not going to stand up and protect our children, then you're pretty close to that agreement with pedophiles, are you not? I've told you this program, one of our missions is protect our children from woke predators, be they touching their body or inside their mind and working things that are horrific inside their mind. Now, I mentioned another 60 Minutes interview that makes the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing seem like, oh, it's something for the comic strip. 1979, do you remember the Iranian embassy was captured? 52 Americans being held, including from St. Louis, Marine Rocky Sickman. 2 weeks after the embassy was captured, our Americans are still being held captive. Mike Wallace did an interview with a guy who set that up, the Ayatollah Khomeini.
President Sadat of Egypt
a devoutly religious man, a Muslim, says that what you are doing now is, quote, a disgrace to Islam. And he calls you, Imam, forgive me, his words, not mine, a lunatic. I know that you have heard that comment.
Now, interesting in the sense that Mike Wallace raised that question, and a good, tough interviewer, but in calling him a lunatic, said, forgive me, not my words. Make sure you don't take my head off. I'm quoting someone else. Forgive me. Why did he do that? I've never asked him, never had a chance. No one can at this point. I've never seen anything really reported on why he decided to say, forgive me, but I'm going to have to ask this question. You're a lunatic. And he is. But again, that was praised and lauded. Even while we had Americans being held hostage, Mike Wallace is in there in Iran talking to the Ayatollah Khomeini. And it was a great story. I give them credit for that. The difference between that and Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump. It's as simple as that. That's the fact. Well, of course, Trump today left to go up to New York, going to turn himself into the Manhattan District Attorney, flew up there, and in fact, there's already talk from his attorneys. We expect the judge is maybe going to consider putting a gag order on Trump. Good luck with that. Of course, if he puts a gag order on and Trump continues to speak out, anything that might affect the case, well, they may bring him in, put him behind bars for perjury. If he doesn't plan to be on there long, he said, as soon as I'm done showing up tomorrow, I'm flying back to Mar-a-Lago. But Congressman Jordan says, we all know that all of this is simply political persecution. That's all it is. And everyone else has been saying the same thing, except those on the left. Coming up, more news about that Chinese spy balloon. More questions about what it did. All of it happening on Joe Biden's watch when he had more than ample time to stop it from what it did do. And we still really don't know what it did. We're told by the government we blocked them actually transmitting live, but we don't know that. That's what we're told by the Biden government. Plus, beard listeners, listen up. Well, especially for just one brand, very popular brand. I have a question. My question, what the hell is Anheuser-Busch doing? Lock and load, ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote, AllenOutdoorSolutions.com, or call 314-647-4800. 647-4800.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We knew it was a significant intelligence gathering operation. What the Chinese have done in their military buildup is they built up a lot of new intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, capable of hitting the United States. They didn't have them before. Now they've got them. And what the spy balloon was doing was looking all over the United States for a target list. And they were also looking for what are potential targets and how was our response to any kind of a cyber attack. So, yeah, the Biden administration, you know, they screwed it up. So what was their response? Oh, well, it didn't really matter that much. Yes, it did matter, and it mattered an awful lot, and yes, it will continue to matter to the United States.
And the woman knows of what she speaks. That is KT McFarland. She was the Trump Deputy National Security Advisor, or I should say Director. KT McFarland, she's talking about the Chinese balloon that we knew, we saw it approaching the Aleutian Islands and approaching our 12-mile territorial extension into the Pacific. We knew before it got to that 12-mile mark. And then when it got inside the 12-mile mark, it's still basically over the ocean and then over sparsely populated islands, if any population. And we didn't do anything. Originally, I thought, was NORAD asleep at the switch? They were all in, you know, pronoun training or something of that nature. What turned out, they saw it. They knew it. They had word from Alaskan Command saying, we're ready to scramble. We're ready to go. Give us a go. And they had to go through the White House for that. I mean, chain of command. But, I mean, you reach a point. I thought we realized this at some point in Afghanistan previously. When you've got a call back, or Iraq, when you got a call back and go through a chain of command, by the time we got a target, can we take him out now? We've got the target. Can we? By the time the word gets to him and an answer comes back, yes, do it. Well, he's gone. You're not allowing them to use some common sense. I will say that on shooting down this balloon over the water, not know, if they knew it came from China, the officer in command of the Alaskan unit, if he'd made that decision, he'd probably still be answering questions. But it would have been the right decision. But it didn't have presidential approval. And Biden says, I wanted them to shoot it down. But then I was told by the Pentagon, you can't now. It's over too much populated area. That's after it came across when we knew it was coming, saw it in our waters, over the Aleutian Islands, over part of Alaska, into Canada, again, over dense forest area, and then once it entered Montana, oh, and Montana is not New York City urban area. I mean, there's a lot of open ground in Montana. Now, obviously, if they shot it and part of the debris hit a house killing some children, you know, playing, it would be a tragedy. It would be wrong, obviously. But we had options before that. So then we wait till it gets all the way out to the eastern of our Carolinas, and then we shoot it down over the water, shallow enough that we can retrieve the cargo payload. And we were told that we have blocked it from sending signals, live signals back to China. The payload might have been collecting and storing data, but it was also transmitting. But we blocked it. That's what we were told. I had questions then. I'm looking at a story, that's what KT McFarland was referring to, saying it was gathering intel from several military sites, despite the Biden administration insisting measures were taken to prevent that from happening. NBC News reporting this today. They're quoting two senior U.S. officials and one former senior administration official. Now, I'm still trying to see, as the stories are being come out, they're saying the intelligence was mostly electronic signals from weapons systems or communications from base personnel across our nation. Now, we were told originally that we were shutting down a lot of communications. Like, as it approached Whiteman Air Force Base, we shut down a lot of communications. No radio-type transmissions or anything that would go into the air that maybe had to be a hard line only. But I still don't have an answer here that was it sending that information in live time back to China as it was passing over, or was it just collecting it? And it's all stored in the cargo, and that's what now they've seen. Now that they've got the payload, they've opened it up. Congressman Tim Burchett said, I think they're compromised, talking about our communications. Intelligence again gathered as China had the balloon, and they could control it. It wasn't just free-flying balloon. They had retro rockets on it or something of that nature that could make multiple passes over the sum of the sites, multiple passes. This is not a balloon. It's just wafting in the air, including flying figure eight formations and transmitting intel back to China in real time. Now, whether or not we were able to block it actually from getting to China, where it's supposed to be received, you want to trust the government when they say, no, 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 nothing got there. It entered off the Aleutian Island chain, and again, our territorial waters go 12 miles out from the coast, like all nations. Entered January 28th, then into Canada, re-entered U.S., I said Montana, actually came in over Idaho originally. And while it entered the 28th, within the next 4 days, it continued to make this pass moving across our nation. Then going into Montana, over to Malmstrom Air Force Base, where the U.S. stores nuclear assets. Not shot down until Feb 4. And they want us to believe that China didn't get anything out of it. They say the balloon had a self-destruct mechanism. Officials say they're not sure why it wasn't used. China was claiming, oh, the balloon was just gone astray. Once it made public, it reportedly sped up in an attempt to get out of U.S. airspace. Not if it's doing figure eights, it wasn't speeding up. And why would they? They've already heard the president and others say, well, we can't shoot it down, it's overpopulated area. I mean, they're saying that on public TV and radio. They still want to say that it didn't really get anything that could damage us. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. Pull the BS card, use it now, and in the future maybe we'll have some actual facts to go with it. I don't at this point, other than just the way the whole thing was handled. And KT McFarland, again, serving as the Deputy National Secretary Director under Trump, she does know all about these issues. She's been on that side of looking at war and preparing for it and technical advances and things of this nature for decades. She didn't just freshly come out of some IT corporate school in southern Georgia. Nothing wrong with that, but she has extensive and excellent credentials. She said, you know, if you want to look at how we have gone so far in this nation, not just this incident, she said, let me give you a quick history lesson.
I go back to the 1980s, the 1970s, 1980s, when Reagan came in. And when Reagan came in, we were at a military disadvantage with the then Soviet Union. We had planes that couldn't fly, ships that couldn't sail because they didn't have gasoline, and we were cannibalizing tanks on the runway. To get one to work, you needed two. So what Reagan did was he came in, he fixed the economy, fixed the military, we won the Cold War. But at the time, the Soviet Union, even though they were ahead of us probably militarily, they were way behind us economically. And they were way behind us with technology. And so fast forward today, I don't think it's just a matter of the Biden administration has no success to point to. I think they're doing definite harm to America's national security, because we now have an adversary that has weapons that we don't have, right? Hypersonic weapons. They now have technology that we don't have.
And she's just talking about Russia. That doesn't include China or what's happening in North Korea. And the other day, I'm sure you picked up the reports, I think we mentioned it briefly, Putin said he's going to start putting, and has apparently by now, I haven't seen the latest update on it, but he was going to put nuclear missiles into Belarus. Belarus is allowing that, because they know if they don't, they're going to be taken over by Russia anyway. They've already got kind of this arrangement anyway. If you're watching on Rumble right now, you see what I'm showing you. This is their arrangement right now. Probably the better arrangement would be This is Putin and Russia, and this is Belarus. You know how that goes. But that just means they're closer to hitting other NATO countries. They could have anyway from the eastern edge of Russia, but now it's just, it's on one hand, it's gamesmanship, and it's just a show, but it makes a statement. And when you hear K.T. McFarland say, you go back to the 80s, we were way behind Russia. You might have thought we weren't, but we apparently were. But Russia isn't the only enemy now. It's China. And what are we doing, as she said, is not so much what we supposedly are achieving, but where we're actually failing and, in fact, harming our nation. Once again, K.T. McFarland.
Their economy is growing ever bigger, and they have trade relationships that they're getting, particularly in the global south, which is the area of growth in the future. We don't have that stuff. So I think that the Biden administration, the fixes are there if they would only do them, but they won't. They have a military that they've sacrificed on the altar of wokeism instead of a military that's a warfighting military, and they've sacrificed the American economy and prosperity at the altar of a will-o'-the-wisp chase for climate change.
Yeah, climate change. And in the meantime, China is quickly taking over parts of Africa and into South America. This administration says, maybe we can work with them on reducing emissions. China doesn't care about your emissions. They continue to use their coal plants and then build more. You got China and India causing all the pollution. In addition to John Kerry and all the other elites, Hollywood stars that are flying on their private jets here, there, and everywhere because we don't go with the unwashed. You people. Coming up, the unwashed are going to be on the streets in more numbers because there's a decision being made regarding prisoners in jail in Los Angeles County. Now, when I see some of the leftists step forward and say, put my house down as a place, you're not going to see that happen. Wait for this story coming up. Ackerman Toyota wishing you a great 2023, but Jay Ackerman knows that times are tough for some. So Jay has a mission to help charities that truly make a difference. Food banks, veterans groups, charities battling cancer, head injuries. Jay wants to give back to the community. So I personally ask you to consider his mission when you're shopping for a car. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit. And if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Larry Connors USA.
I am against book burning, book banning, but I am for restricting who can read what at what time. Age appropriate would be my clause. Age appropriate. A federal judge in Texas has now ruled that at least a dozen books removed from public libraries in Llano County be put back on the shelves. Now, Llano County is northwest of Austin, Texas, state capital. Residents had sued, claiming their First and 14th Amendment rights were violated when these books, deemed inappropriate by some in the community, were pulled from the public library system. Now, again, being public, that means it's taxpayer-supported. So therein lies another issue. But we're not talking about schools and elementary schools. Some of the books included CAST, The Origins of Our Discontents. Now, CAST generally means breaking our nation, our people into different categories, right? We all understand that. The CAST of India, of course, is probably the most prevalent. They have five different caste systems in India. The priestly caste, the warrior caste, the commoner, the great bulk of the Indian population, and then the untouchable, slaves or prisoners. Well, the caste book written, The Origins of Our Discontent, according to an Amazon reviewer, said that it points to our entire social structure in this country as an unrecognized caste system. Said that most people see America as racist, but the author says, yes, it's a racist, but she sees it more likely a setting of caste. The economy, bottom gear was torture, blacks getting the lowest possible status, the whites at the top, Asians, Latinos, others all in between. That's apparently the subject matter in the book, CAST, The Origins of Our Discontent. Another one was, they called themselves the KKK, the birth of an American terrorist group. Well, I think, again, that's something that should be allowed to be read and understand, as I do the other one. The other one is Being Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen. Now, again, that's just three of the 12 books or so that were banned that are now being ordered placed back in public libraries. There are certain things when you come to a public library, you're talking about your tax dollars supporting. And I will agree this is a very thin line here, because if your tax dollars are supporting something you're against, you maybe you want to change it. But again, when you come to banning books, burning books you don't like, that I'm not in favor of. I think that some of these books should not be checked out by those too young. If we're talking about Jazz, My Life as a Transgender Teen, well, the writer's a teen. What age do you want to put on it? As far as learning about the caste and how it might be a preclude to slavery, as written in the book, if I understand the review correctly, that would raise that question for some. Calling themselves a KKK, understanding the terror that they cause throughout the nation, that's something I think is should be studied at a proper age level again. But what gets me is the reaction of some of these who have been fighting this is, one of them, the attorney representing the plaintiff, said, "This is a ringing victory for democracy. The government cannot tell citizens what they can or can't read." That's not what they were doing by taking the books out of the library. It's far from, they're not telling you you can't read it. It says we're not going to be putting it in this facility, paid for with taxpayer dollars. That's not too far from taking taxpayer dollars and doing something else you might not like, such as abortion. It's not the same. I know it's not the same. But they're not saying you can't read these books. It's just that they're not going to be offered here. Here comes Amazon to the rescue or some other bookstore. You just have to understand banning books, burning books, that is wrong. But then, of course, we also know that we want to protect our children, as Governor DeSantis does.
We've had to go after this practice of doing these gender surgeries and hormone blockers for these minors. They will do someone 13, 14 years old. They'll put them on puberty blockers. They'll do double mastectomy for someone that's 15 or 16 years old. Here's the thing. Kids of that age go through a lot. You don't take off their body parts like that. That is not medical science. That is ideology run amok. And so what we've done in Florida is we've done rule through our medical board. Physicians that do that with those minors will lose their medical license in our state. Just that simple.
That is Florida Governor DeSantis speaking at a leadership conference over the weekend and in Pennsylvania. And he's doing what I think most parents want to be done. Pardon me. Said, we're not going to allow them to do that. That is medical malpractice. Of course it is. And especially if The kids aren't really sure what they want to do or not, but the doctors are basically pushing affirm, 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 and telling parents you got to go along with it and help them out. Look at the shooter, the transgender shooter in Nashville, Tennessee. Biological woman, wanted to be a man. Parents didn't want her addressing herself as a man and also using a man's name, so she would change clothing after she left the house. Her parents are Christians. They were trying to talk her out, and yet they let her live there, trying to help her along. But they had been told, if you don't help her make the transition, she might become suicidal. Well, she turned out being homicidal, didn't she? And they're convincing these kids that this is the only thing that's going to make your life better, is for you to undergo this surgery. And then so many later say, I'm not happy with it. Judy Blume did an interview of Variety, and she didn't name any states such as Florida, but she was sounding off on laws that bar teaching sexuality and transgenderism to the youngest students. There's an age that I would accept it, but grade school, no, and I'm not even sure the first couple years of high school. But they're going to find out now anyway. Information is so available everywhere. She is a young adult author, and she's blasting the anti-grooming laws being passed in a number of states. As she said, no child is going to become transgender or gay or lesbian because they read a book. Really? I wonder how many kids decide to become a baseball player after reading a great book about Stan Musial, or a boxer after reading about Muhammad Ali, or a space scientist because of some. Kids do that. And that's your purpose of you writing some of these. But she says that maybe if they have lesbian and gay friends, but she just wants you to believe the books don't have any value. Then why the hell are you writing them? And why are we going to buy them, Judy Blume, and put them in the libraries? Speaking about books, Gone with the Wind publisher is adding trigger warnings to the latest edition. They're saying Gone with the Wind is filled with racist depictions. And we're going to go ahead and run it. They say we're not going to change it. We're not going to edit it, take it out. But now we let you know that it may have racist depictions. Well, yes, it does. It's during the time of slavery, Antebellum Holmes, that was history. It was history. That's not what we want today, but that's the way it was. Gone with the Wind.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So put this on your calendar, May the 1st. Napoli C will open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. Napoli C will have the finest seafood, lobster, crab, caviar. May 1st, Napoli C opens on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3, which is also open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, Streets of St. Charles, and then May 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
All right, I'm going to get a little personal here with you. On the other side of the microphone, you're okay, but on this side, I'm not so sure. Let me put it this way. Do you like to drink beer? Oh, I hear a chorus of folks that do. I like beer sometimes. It's too heavy for me generally, and I'm not big into ales and all the PAs. That's fine. Everybody has a different taste. You know my taste. It's whiskey, generally Jack, just Jack. But I'm open to bourbons and other things as well. But if I were going to drink Bud Light, now I know that I'm drinking a beer that's got a new spokesman, Dylan Mulvaney. You know who Dylan Mulvaney is? Dylan Mulvaney is a former gay man now pretending to be a woman. She put out a statement, this month I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it. Who the hell at Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, was the decision made in Belgium or the St. Louis area, decided they were going to put her picture on Budweiser product known as the King of Beers? I guess we're going to change it to the Queen of Beers now. And I don't care if she wants to drink it or if they, it's their company, they can do what they want, but do they not understand their audience? I just don't think that's going to fit very well, but you go woke, you go broke sometimes. Ask Disney. I will tell you this, if Jack Daniels ever puts her or someone like her on advertising for it, I'm done. I'll start my own still. In fact, I already have a couple of the hills elsewhere anyway. You didn't know that. I should say it. Now the revenuers will be after me. Hey, as always, I appreciate you listening. Let your family and friends know about the program. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.